Oh, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
Forgive us, Father.
Yahoo, 2017, you're the push.
Have mercy, Abba.
We are warriors, right?
Forgive me for my transgressions.
Swords called to the table.
Have mercy, Abba.
Nothing personal.
But doctrine on our
tested and sliced.
Play your role, lead your soul with understanding. Fear God, Shema, keep his commandments. Father, Yah, forgive us for all the sin and this a pure repentance. And he coming like a thief in the night. Judgment day is coming, judgment day is coming. Judgment day is coming, it's like a thief in the night. Judgment day is coming, judgment day is coming. Judgment day is coming, it's like a thief in the night. Judgment day is coming, judgment day is coming. Judgment day is coming, it's like a thief in the night. Judgment day is coming, judgment day is coming. Judgment day is coming, and he coming for war.
Father, I have sinned, wash his blood from my hands. Yeah, I'm far from innocent, but a victim of circumstances. Chances after chances, I admit I fall short a lot, playing with hellfire. Will the worm die if not? That lake is boiling hot, but my soul have no place there. Examine the cards before that dealt, cause Satan never play fair. Scripture tell us beware, conspiracy against the throne. Words from Daniel Solomon, play it safe and stay at home. Strange doctrine on the rise, false prophets I despise. Churches is filled with lies, peek the deceit in their eyes. He have an ear, let him hear the testimony of the wise. Wax bold in this last hour, cause he coming like a thief in the night.
Lead your soul with understanding. Fear God, Shema, keep his commandments. Father, Yah, forgive us for all the sin and this a pure repentance. And he coming like a thief in the night. Judgment day is coming, judgment day is coming. Judgment day is coming, it's like a thief in the night. Judgment day is coming, judgment day is coming. Judgment day is coming, it's like a thief in the night. Judgment day is coming, judgment day is coming. Judgment day is coming, it's like a thief in the night. Judgment day is coming, judgment day is coming. Judgment day is coming, and he coming for war.
The preacher teacher, so listen through your speaker, cause he was there when I was moving off my beeper, straight hustling. Past the Pope Chop, you still trusting him. Eddie Long and Burn, you still hugging him, believe it not. And it's Galatians with the flow, your Lord is never mocked. When will it stop? In heaven's where I place my stock. Spiritual brother, but I be whizzing on your stunts and stops. Full on they yak, I think the odds, you know I miss my pops. I speak the truth, my GMO your crops. I'm from the land, they lay you down, they even pay the cops. So what they do, spit a parable. The orange pervert is your president, America is looking terrible.
Your role, lead your soul with understanding. Fear God, Shema, keep his commandments. Father, Yah, forgive us for all the sin and this a pure repentance. And he coming like a thief in the night. Judgment day is coming, judgment day is coming. Judgment day is coming. Coming, it's like a thief in the night. Judgment day is coming, judgment day is coming. Judgment day is coming, it's like a thief in the night. Judgment day is coming, judgment day is coming. Judgment day is coming, it's like a thief in the night. Judgment day is coming, judgment day is coming.
Israel, all praise to the Most High, it's only God's coming. Draws nigh, and these the last days. Judgment's on the table, and you stressing a 401k. So few strive to get saved as a drop to a wave. Repentance profits us nothing once we beyond the grave. His thoughts never been your thoughts, ways never been your ways. Redemption's at hand for the children of the slaves. Guardians of the throne, step up. Hamashiach, we rep, bruh. Snakes soon to be thrown down, mouths are open, sepulchers. Isaiah 58:1 to your ears. Bleed. As the days of Noah, so shall the Son of Man be. Blessed be Yahweh who teaches my hands to war and fingers to fight. Get right, cause he coming like a thief in the night.
Lead your soul with understanding. Fear God, Shema, keep his commandments. Father, Yah, forgive us for all the sin and this a pure repentance. And he coming like a thief in the night. Judgment day is coming, judgment day is coming. Judgment day is coming, it's like a thief in the night. Judgment day is coming, judgment day is coming. Judgment day is coming, it's like a thief in the night. Judgment day is coming, judgment judgment day is coming. Judgment day is coming. Like a thief in the night. Judgment day is coming. Judgment day is coming. Judgment day is coming. And he coming for war.
The most I forgive my sins. Y'all knows I done enough to never get in. When them gold streaks inhabit the earth, Matthew 6 and 10. Through the blood of Yahweh shall I truly repent. And I'ma keep spreading his word till my breath set an end. I pray to y'all I'm part of the third that is called his remnant. To drink new wine in the kingdom be the ultimate. Don't let your flesh be the chooser of what you gon' get.
Play your role, lead your soul with understanding. Fear God, Shammah, keep his commandments. Father, Yah, forgive us for all the sin and this a pure repentance. And he coming like a thief in the night. Judgment day is coming. Judgment day is coming. Judgment day is coming. It's like a thief in the night. Judgment day is coming. Judgment day is coming. Judgment day is coming. It's like a thief in the night. Judgment day is coming. Judgment day is coming. Judgment day is coming. Like a thief in the night. Judgment day is coming. Judgment day is coming. Judgment day is coming. And he coming for war.
James chapter 1 verse 9 through 12. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as a flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him.
All right, family. Mostly everybody is on this channel right here. But you all right where you at? I know some of y'all like to chat. Try to get y'all to go on coming to this channel, because sooner or later, they're going to start hitting. That's just what it is. Just, hey. But you good where you at. Just keep, you know, Rumble and all the other places. Yeah. Okay. Now, let me get on into this. Bible verse came to mind while that song was playing. Bible verse came to mind. Hebrews, I think it's chapter 12, verse 21. Hold on, let me see. And 2 Peter. Let me turn up the temperature. Let me turn up the temperature. The temperature. I don't care about their language. I say it how I want to say it, as long as you know what I'm talking about. All right, hold on. Let me see here. Right here, 12:29. The Most High is a consuming fire. Think about it now. He's a consuming fire. Pillar by fire in the land of Egypt. Huh? He gonna start scorching people with the sun. This is a precursor. This is a precursor. I already got more scripts than I started out with. I'm just showing you that he's a, because you don't want to get burnt up. Okay, this is every time it get hot. Even when I was out there sidewinding going straight to hell, boy, I was saying, man, it's hot, and I sure don't want to get up to my summertime. I don't want to go. But look. Revelation 16:9. Let me go to the chapter. All right. And the fourth angel, I read this, poured out his vial upon the sun. Notice, these ain't Satan's angels. Okay? Keep that in mind. See, I don't know what they call themselves teaching that God love everybody. This is straight from the pit of hell. That's why don't nobody fear and respect the Most High. Nor his people. But this is the Most High's angel. Poured out his vial upon the sun. And power was given unto him to scorch, you might want, people with fire. You know, when it got men in there, that means people. And men were scorched with great heat. Remember, Hebrews 12:29, our God is a consuming fire. All right? Look here. And they blaspheme the name of Yah, who had power over these plagues. So this is a plague. And they repented not. They still didn't repent to give him glory. Okay. I just read you Hebrews 12:29, that he's a consuming fire. What do your body do when you get sick? Your body turns up the heat to burn out the sickness. You understand? We are living inside of existence, inside the Most High's body. And if you do not stop attacking the body of the Most High, he's going to turn up the heat in lake of fire. You understand? Yeah, you'll get it. You'll get it. Y'all get it. If you don't get it now, you'll get it. You'll get it after you're dead. Look, you lift up your eyes in hell, like the old folk used to say. Hold on. Let me see here. I can't see y'all comment now. Okay. I'm looking up 2 Peter. Let me get back to this 2 Peter chapter 3. Let me get this heat out the way. This is warfare. What? The heat of war, the heat of battle. The heat forges weapons. The heat forges gems and jewels. See, put a little heat on it. And we're going to see what it is. We're going to see what it's made of when the heat get to coming. All right? If it get burned up, then it ain't part of the body. It don't need to be there because it couldn't take the heat. All right. Hold on. 2 Peter 3:10. Where am I at? I went to Hebrews. Hold on. Let me get it together. I told y'all I might be a little sleepy, but there ain't no excuse. I'm going to get it down. I know what the word say, so I know what it what. When they say what I'm looking for, I know what I messed up. All right, 3:10. Look here. The Most High is not slack concerning his promise. As some men count slackness, but is long suffering. That's why it seems like it's taking forever. And I say that with fear. For the Most High to start getting on these heathens. But what he's doing is giving us time to get in line. That's what he's doing. But is long-suffering to us, ward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. All right, verse 10. But the day of Yahweh will come as a thief in the night. You know why it's going to catch people like a thief in the night? Because they ain't watching. They ain't praying. They don't even, the time is just, they done lost track of time. Get them thumbs up if you will. They're not even keeping an eye on the clock. The Bible is a clock. His children is a clock. Yeah. These prophecies, as you see them unfold, is a clock. You look up in the sky, the sun, the moon, and the stars is a clock. People don't know this stuff. He gonna catch him. He ain't even sneaking up on them. They is oblivious to what time it is. And he gonna come and catch them with their work undone. They work undone mean repentance. All right. Look here. Look right here. In the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. This earth is going to be destroyed. You can say sweet home, Alabama, or you can say home, sweet home. But to us, we wait for the Most High to destroy this earth. Why? Because he's going to rebuild it. Behold, he makes all things new. And the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Turning up the heat. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? You understand? We got to keep it holy all day, every day, to the best of our ability. We got to be conscious of what comes out of our mouth. We got to be conscious of what goes up in our head. Let me show you something. This is the Messiah speaking. Hold on. Let Maybe if I go back one. This is, let me show y'all the, the Messiah said this. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. See, the Most High, when he speak, life comes forth. We are supposed to be children of the Most High. When we speak, it's supposed to be fruitful. And I know sometimes we get sidetracked, but keep this in mind. Okay? When we speak bad stuff, we are speaking empty words. We are speaking death. But let me get into my scripts that I got. All right. I went over in the earlier video of war. A state of usually open and declared armed hostile conflict. We've been in a state of hidden conflict for centuries. You waiting on the oppressor class to announce that they wage war on you, then you're not reading the signs. What's the sign? Oh, it's open season on Negroes. What's the signs? Let me just show y'all. Let me see here. They got a lynching museum. You can believe we didn't have nothing to do with it. Lynching. But it's not illegal to lynch us. How do I know that it's not illegal to that white guy that just lynched Jordan Neely, that was a lynching, a public murder, and with no consequences. That's a lynching, y'all. Y'all, when they said lynching, you thinking a rope. A lynching is a public execution, an unjust murder without consequence. That's what a lynching is. That's warfare. Look. Somebody got paid off our death. The news media get paid playing them videos on a loop. They getting paid. They getting subsidized. Look at here. And yet, the Klan been around. See, let me show y'all how long the Klan's, the KKK. Let me see here. There you go, right here. This is U.S. history. I'm not donating nothing. I donate taxes and they go to the immigrants. All right. The Ku Klux Klan. This is Greek, y'all. This is Greek. Let me go off on a tangent right quick. Let me go off on a tangent. Joel chapter 3. Where is it at? Joel, the book of Joel. I should have made it more. It's Joel chapter 3. I'm gonna be scrolling until hold on. But you know, y'all know that Bible, what we said, we were sold to the Greeks. People think that don't mean these Europeans that we looking at. No, you just got to know the blood. That's why you gotta trace the bloodline. You trace the bloodline back. They proud of their Greco-Roman heritage. Okay. All right. For behold, this is the last days. In those days and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations. It sounds like warfare. This is a declaration from the scripts. This is the Most High. I will also gather all nations. He didn't say except. And will bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel. I don't see no spiritual in front of Israel. I don't see spiritual right there. See, they try to X us out. They try to erase us. They say it just don't matter. For my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered. Okay. Was the spiritual Israel scattered to the four corners of the earth? Was it the nation of Israel or was it spiritual Israel? Scattered to the four corners of the earth. Okay. Who has been
documented, well documented in history as being scattered. I got on my back right now is on a shirt. Luke chapter 21, 24, scattered to the four winds of the earth. The Arab slave trade carried us to the east, and the Atlantic slave trade carried us everywhere else. This I got these on a couple of my shirts that I walk around on. Oh yeah, a billboard. All right, now, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. They have cast lots for my people and have given a boy for a harlot and sold a girl for wine that they may drink. They was also selling us for rum. That's a drink. That's strong drink. They, you know, casting lots. Who going to get this? I got a buck here. You know, y'all know how they were doing. Casting lots. Yea, and what have you to do with me, O Tyre and Zidon, and all the coast of Palestine? Will you render me a recompense? What you gonna give me for your crimes? They can't pay. And if you recompense me, and if you try to pay swiftly and speedily, I will return it upon your own head. Right here. Because you have taken my silver and my gold and have carried it into your temple, my goodly pleasant thing. The children of Judah and the children of Jerusalem, ye have sold to the Grecians, that ye may remove them far from their border, scattered to the earth. I just wanted to show you that. This is Greek. Let me show y'all that. I like to prove this stuff. And it's kind of on topic because these folks been waiting war on us for the longest. They ain't got it in here. Hold on. But that's a Greek word. Kloulos. Let me be more specific. Ku Klux Klan etymology, origin, and meaning. A made-up name, supposedly from the Greek. There you go, right there. Ku Klux, Kylos, whatever. Circle. You know they like to get in a circle around the doggone burning cross. Okay? There you go, right there. But anyway, let me get back over here. The white supremacist terrorist group that emerged during Reconstruction, it took violent steps to undermine. We don't have a party, y'all. Notice they got the Republican Party up here and not black folks. Boy, the warfare is deep. Look, it is to undermine the newly freed slaves, hoping to maintain black economic stability and ensure white racial and economic superiority in the post-war. It ain't saying nothing about genocide, mass murdering, none of that. Okay. But yeah, let me get into my scripts. Let me go down the line. Let me get in my scripts, then I go come back. Let me see which chat room most of y'all in. Hold on. Y'all okay? Y'all in both of them. That's good. I got two streams going. Let me take that off right quick. I'll drop this in the chat one more time in case y'all want to come over. But you find where you at. I dropped it in the chat. Let me take this down. All right. Let me get back over here. Let me get these scripts, these warfare scripts. All right, Daniel 21. Let me see, which one is this? This is the fourth beast, y'all. This is the fourth beast that we are under. And I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was different from all the others. I know it said diverse. Exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, nail of brass, which devoured, break in peace, and stamped the residue with his feet. These sons got the earth under their feet, y'all. All right. and the 10 horns that was in his head and the in his head and of the other which came up and before whom three fell. Even of that horn which had eyes in the mouth and spake very great things, which was more stout than his fellows. I beheld that the same horn made war with the saints. Let me look this up. Let me go back. Yeah. War with the saints. Kodashim, set apart. Holy. Holy. The nation of Israel. Remember, he said we are a royal priesthood. They're going to have to come in just like we had to, anybody coming to this country had to come in up under the government and the rules and the regulation of America. They're going to have to come in under the rule and regulation of the Most High's nation. The nation Israel, they're going to have to come up under. They're going to have to be set apart. If you don't think nobody else can be saved, then that shouldn't make you upset, right? If they can't be saved, then there will be no evidence of it. I honestly believe anybody that obey the Most High word can repent and avoid hell. I honestly believe that. But if you don't, what I'm saying shouldn't bother you at all, because they can't be saved, because there's nothing they can do. Okay? All right. But it says holy. Not New Orleans saints with the fleur de lis, the slave branding iron and torture tool. That ain't no saint. But all right. Let me see what else I got here. Ask the Most High which way to go. All right. Let me show y'all this. The Messiah didn't come to bring no peace. Matthew chapter 10, verse 34. So that right there tells you that it's going to be, it ain't no peace going on. If it ain't no peace, then it's got to be war. The opposite of peace. If he didn't come to bring peace, ain't but one thing coming on. Do not think I have come to send peace on earth. Okay, then what? If you ain't got peace, then what do you have? I came not to send peace, but a sword. So if you're not called to fight, then don't worry. This ain't for you. But every man over a household should have a line. At some point, if that line crossed, they're going to put it all on the line. See, we got to undo this slave protect master theology where you forgive and that ain't biblical forgiveness. That got to go. All right? I am come to set a man at variance against his father and the daughter against the mother and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. So all people that don't want to, they say because they loved one ain't living right, they look like they going to hell, you going to go to hell with them? Yeah, I say you foolish. I say you foolish. If they don't want salvation, then that's their choice. But not only is this in the family, this is worldwide. Look, this is the earth. Do not think I'm come to send peace on the earth. Okay? All right, I'm going to give you some more separation. The sheep from the goat. The sheep from the goat. That's another separation. You got two sides. You got those that are following Satan and those following Most High. Okay, it ain't going to be no truce between those following Satan and those following the Most High. The Most High is not sharing his kingdom with Satan. Okay? You just going to choose whom you're going to serve, and that's going to be it. All right? When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels holy, all the saints with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations. That sounds like Joel chapter 3. That sounds like Joel chapter 3. He gathered all the nations. All right, and he shall separate them one from another. Don't sound like no peace going on. They ain't gelling together. He's separating the mixture. He shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. He shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my father, inherit the king prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was a hungered and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and ye took me in, and naked ye clothed me. I was sick and ye visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Let me see, go to the whole chapter. Let me see here. Let me read what's going on to the goats. All right. And then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? Saw thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye done it unto the least of these, my brethren, ye done it unto me. Remember that Bible verse I went over? I don't know which video. That he who gives to the poor, is in Proverbs, lends to the Most High. It's in the book of Proverbs. He or she that gives to the poor is lending to the Most High. Look, this go right with this verse. Inasmuch as you done it to the least, you doing it to him. All right. Now, then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting. He turning up the heat into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And look, now how is these people claiming to be so-called Christians or the Most High's children? And they don't care nothing about poor folks. They don't care nothing about justice. They don't care nothing about murder. Nothing. Because they ain't his people. They goats. For I was hungered, and ye gave me no meat. Thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger. Ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me. Sick and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they answer him, saying, Yah, when saw we thee an hungered, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto them? Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Let me show y'all this Bible verse. So it's Proverbs 19:17. I covered that verse. Might have been Sunday video. I'm gonna show it to you. While people running around, black folks getting forced out on the street. You got homeless folks everywhere. What's it? 19:17. And these so-called church folks is good with that. He that hath pity on the poor lendeth to the Most High, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. So he gonna pay you. He gonna make sure you ain't lacking and slacking, because you taking care of those that's lacking and slacking. Now again, you have to use wisdom, because I got some kid folk right now. I can't take them in. If I take them in and I come home, ain't gonna be nothing in the house. It's gonna be soul. It's gonna be dope up in there. You see what I'm saying? So don't be no fool. All right? Understand what I'm saying. That's just like, until they repent, it's like trying to help Satan. But yeah, use wisdom. All right, let's see what else. Some more verses on division. 2 Corinthians 6:17. I'm getting into the division. The division by default is warfare. I know some of y'all probably don't understand that, but it's warfare. You don't think being sent to hell is an act of war. That's death. That's spiritual death. Warfare brings death. Okay? I mean, I had to elaborate on that. Some people don't understand. 6 and 17. But you killing yourself. You committing suicide. Satan is the one killing you because you listened to him. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate. Sheep, go. Right, wrong. Left, right. Most High, Satan. Save Yahweh and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. That's separation. Choose you. You know right from wrong. You know clean from unclean. Okay. Good and bad. Excuse me. Good and bad. Revelation 18:4. Let me start at one. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become a habitation of devils. Think about it. So you telling me that the earth going, why wasn't the earth full of devils before? You know, I've done videos on these demons that's in prison getting released. See, the earth, as it grow wicked and wicked, the Most High sent his angels to release those angels that are in prison. As the world becomes more deceived than anything goes, you can do anything and ain't no right and wrong. Those devils get released onto us. Look, has become a living space of devils, and the hole of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Let me show you that. Let me show you some angels that's bound. Let me show you some angels that's bound. That's gonna get parole. That's due up for parole. You got some wicked angels that's due up for parole, and you got a whole. You got 200 million that's gonna be unleashed on the earth. I've covered it in another video. But yeah, just study the book of Revelation. 200 million spirits coming out the bottomless pit onto the earth. So yeah, we ain't quite there yet, but we getting there. All right. But this is right here. This chain chapter is talking about the 200 million. Hold on, let me go to this full chapter. Let me go to this full chapter. All right, yeah, this is the same one right here. Let me read some of this. Y'all, so let y'all know what some of y'all... what we fighting against, okay? And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven into earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit. Notice the Most High sent the angel to open up the jail cells. All right? And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit, and there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. To them was given power as scorpions of the earth have power, and it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, nor any green thing, nor any tree, but only those which had not the seal of Yah in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion. These are wicked people getting tormented. Okay? And in those days, men shall seek death and not find death going on a vacation. The Most High is so awesome, he going to give death a break. Men shall seek death and not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like two horses prepared for battle, and on their head were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men, and they had hair of women's hair. Let me get to the number. Let me get to the number. It ain't got it on here. But these are some more spirits coming out the pit. And they're going to be torturing. They're going to be tormenting wicked people. And they're going to be looking for death. Okay? But let me get to my verse. All right? Now, say unto the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. Why you got angels chained and bound in the great river Euphrates? Why is they there? And why, better yet, why is they going to be released?
Huh? All right? Here it is right here. That is a 200 million. And the four angels were loose, and they prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay a third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200 million. And I heard the number there. There you go right there. You got four angels coming out the great river Euphrates, and you got an army of horsemen coming out the pit, 200 million. All right? Separate, set apart, holy. Think it's a game. All right, Revelation 18:4. I'm just here to warn you. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her. Come out of Babylon. Divorce her in heart. Stop doing what Babylon do. Separate yourself. It looking like now we're going to have to get in the wilderness. Get our own food. Because you looking at this food now, they messing with the lettuce. They messing with the plants. They messing with the fruits, the vegetables. They making meat in the lab. You're going to have the most. This is the Most High is doing. He's forcing us to come out. You ain't eating. Your food is a lie. Did you hear what I just said? You ain't even eating food. Well, these heathens get through. They creating fake people in a lab. Let me finish this. Hold on. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sin. If you don't get away from around them wicked folks, you're going to be partaking in the punishment. And that ye receive not of her plagues. Okay? Let me show you this. Let me see here. I don't know how to pull it up because I hadn't looked it up. Y'all can forget about it. They making people that ain't eating people. Baby born from three people's DNA in UK. They messing with the fruits, the vegetables, the babies. Oh, okay. When these folks get through, boy, the whole earth gonna be remade into Satan's image. That's why he gonna blow. That's why he gonna burn it up. Satan is really, literally terraforming the earth into his image. They cutting down everything. They destroying everything. They polluting everything. Think about it. Everything polluted. Air, food, water. Okay? Y'all, I'm going to have to look into this more. Look deeper into this. Baby born from three people's DNA. Y'all go ahead. Most of their DNA comes from two parents, but around 0.1 from a third donor woman. Okay. But anyway, let me get back on the Bible. Let me see y'all, check y'all comments first. Let me see if anybody. Yeah, okay. All right. I can't see y'all comment. All right, y'all just bear with it, brother. All right, let me see. Okay. Revelations 13:1-10. I didn't necessarily write these in any order. These Bible verses were coming to me, and I started writing them down. Most High, he going to put it in order. This morning, to be exact. All right. And I stood up on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having said it. Seven heads, 10 horns, upon his horns, crowns, and upon his head is the name of blasphemy. It was something. Okay, this is the warfare. This is the beast up on the scene. Okay. All right. And I saw, I'm skipping to number 3, and I saw one of his heads as if it were wounded to death. And his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Remember, Rome was thought to be dead for a little while. Most people tell you Rome is dead. Look on the back of your dollar. Why you got Roman writing on your dollar? Why is your European judicial system set up in Latin legal terminology? Why your college universities got this Latin stuff going on with it? Huh? If Rome is dead, then why the language still alive?
All right, let me keep going. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Let me go to Jeremiah. Who is able to make war with him? I don't know the Most High able to make war with him, but let me go to Jeremiah chapter 51. Don't let that scare y'all. Even if you got to die, that's what warfare is. And like I said, it ain't for everybody. It ain't for everybody. Everybody ain't called to fight. Everybody is called to fight this against Satan. That's for sure. Everybody is called to fight Satan, one shape, form, or another. Some people gonna have to physically fight these human devils that the devil is sending. Period, point, and blank. Let me show you this. Jeremiah 51. All right. The portion of Jacob is not like them. That's the nation of Israel. For he is the former of all things. And Israel is the rod of his inheritance. A rod is used for correction. What we do to these heathens, these false doctrines out here, we're telling the people that these preachers is supposed to help the widows and the orphans. They're tithe is food. Huh? The rod of his inheritance, Yahweh of hosts is his name. The portion of Jacob is his battle axe and weapons of war. We are the Most High's weapons. Let me show y'all this. The first letter in the Most High's name is an arm. The first letter in the Most High's name. There you go right there. Look, that's the first letter in the Most High's name. Arm, hand, work, deed. That's the first letter. What did the hand uses weapons, right? Huh? Arm. Let me show y'all different form of what it looked like. Y'all might not be familiar with that pictograph. Here you go right here. They go to paleo right here. Hold on. That's the arm right there. But yeah. That first letter is an arm. Now, let me show y'all that. Okay, I showed y'all this, the arm. Okay, the Most High's arm is going to pick up the battle axes and weapons of war. For with thee I will break in pieces the nations. Who is that? Who is that? Who is the Most High going to use to break in pieces the nation? Isn't that justice? All these other nations is breaking us into pieces? Is that not justice? Is that not the reaping of what they sold? To be broke in pieces as they've been breaking us in pieces? Huh? And with thee will I destroy kingdoms. The Most High got a people. He got an army out here that's going to destroy kingdoms. Who is it? These are literally, I'm talking, this is, huh? Who is it? What's your job? I can't tell you your job. I don't know your job. That ain't my job. The spirit of the Most High that dwells within you gonna tell you, okay, what was your life surrounded around? What are the events in your life that shaped and formed you? Now get to work. Start destroying the wickedness around you. Okay? That's the closest I can get to telling you what you're supposed to be doing. All right, Baruch 4:6. All right, hold on. That's all right. I saved it this morning. Can't find it now. Hold on. Let me send it to myself.
Y'all bear with me. I want you to see this. Ye were sold to the nation. He dropped us off in a war zone. Why did he drop us off in the war zone? Not for your destruction. They done tried. They done tried everything to destroy. They done tried to lynch us. They done tried to rape us. They tried to whiten us up. They still trying to kill us today. But because ye moved Yah to wrath, ye were delivered unto the enemies. Baruch 4:6. All right. He dropped us in. Let me go to Deuteronomy. Yeah, Deuteronomy, what I got? Deuteronomy 28:49. Let me make sure the feed's still going. Okay. Deuteronomy 28:49. I'm showing you he dispatched us. See, Satan had took over the whole earth. The beast is ruling the whole earth, propagating lies. The Most High scattered us to the four winds of the earth to clean up the lies, to attack the lies, to tear down what Satan is building, to destroy Satan's kingdom. And go back to Jeremiah 51:20-21. Destroy kingdoms. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We ain't supposed to be ignoring Satan's kingdom and what they got going on. We're supposed to be tearing this stuff down. And you know the truth and the real thing about that statement? Whether we attack Satan's kingdom or not, we are a target. We are targeted for extinction. We are targeted for annihilation. We are marked for death. Whether we fight Satan or not, you might as well go down swinging. Might as well. Because if you don't fight, and you don't do your job, you're going to go to hell. Hey, you might as well fight. might as well fight. All right. Yahweh shall bring a nation against thee from, this is Moses, talking to us in the wilderness. After we swore to the Most High, we was going to do right and abide by his law, statutes, and commandments. This is Moses telling us what was going to happen because he knew that we some hard-headed Negro, all right? We don't believe fat meat is greasy. Our head is hard as concrete, hard as rocks, all right? Now look, he said, Yahweh will bring a nation against thee from afar, from the end of the earth. Where we at, family? We was in the east when Moses gave us this prophecy. We in the west now. We in the end of the earth. We so far west, the sun sets over here, right? All right. As swift as the eagle flies. What the bird over here, the eagle? A nation whose tongue you shall not understand. We didn't come over here speaking English, family. English didn't become a language until the 1300s. That's how new English is. We had to learn English. Okay. We in the end of the earth. They modded and judged. They came up on a swift. And their motto is the eagle, and we didn't understand their town, and we didn't understand their language. A nation of fierce cats. These folks hunted alligators with our babies. They cut the babies out the pregnant black mother's belly. They put the baby in the sand and kicked the head off. A nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard a person of old, nor show favor to the young. Who is that? Here go your America, here go your Western nations right here. Here go your Grecians and your Romans right there. Look at here. They done stole from us. Look. And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle. They done stole all our farmland, everything, banks, money, land, and the fruit of thy land until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee
either corn, wine, oil, or increase of thy kind, or flocks, or thy sheep, until he has destroyed thee. Boy, this Bible is a clock. I just went back in time on that one. But all right, let me keep going. How long I been going? Let me see how. Never mind. Let me keep going. Keep going back and forth. Hold on. I'm about done. Let's see. Revelation 13, Jeremiah 51. Okay, Psalms 144. He teaches our hand to make war. Psalms 144. All right, a Psalm of David. Blessed be Yahweh, my strength, which teacheth my hands to make war and my fingers to fight. Who gonna teach you? I can't tell you what your job is. I don't know your militaristic assignment. Who gonna teach you? The Most High gonna teach you. Let me give you another Bible verse to back that up. Give you another Bible verse to talk that up. See, if you can't hear the Most High's voice, then you may not have his spirit dwelling in you. John 6:45, as it is written in the prophets, that they shall all be taught, not some, by the Most High. He talks to his children. You understand? He communicates with his children. See, he's in communion with his children. He's teaching his children. But you know what the children do? Sometimes the children skip class. Huh? Sometimes the children drown. They don't want to hear what the father's saying. Understand that. Let me go to this in the Old Testament. It says it's written in the prophets that tell you that this is in the Old Testament somewhere. Let me see. I just read it to you in Psalm. He teaches my hand to make war. Let me see. Can I find it? Hold on. Let me find it. Let me look on my phone. Hold on. John 6:45. Let me show it to you in the Old Testament. Giving you another witness. Okay, look like Isaiah 53. Hold on, let me see. Yep, Isaiah 54:13. I'm showing it to you in the Old Testament. The books are complementing each other. They references each other. 54:13. All right. And all thy children shall be taught of the Most High, and great shall be the peace of thy children. He's going to do the teaching. Okay. I know he uses people, but he also speaks to you directly. That's why Mashiach died, to break himself so he could reestablish the communication within us. See, Adam, when he disobeyed the Most High, the communication was severed. Why do you think the Most High asked Adam, "Where art thou?" Huh? He knew exactly where Adam was at. Let's look at it like this. Genesis, what, chapter 3? Where are you, Adam? Yeah, Adam did try to hide, but the communication was severed, okay? Where art thou? And Yahweh called unto Adam and said, where are thou? See, this is a spiritual separation, and they physically hid because of the spiritual separation. Something was switched off. Okay. But that's why it's hard sometimes to hear the Most High's voice, because we done inherited whatever through Adam, the spirit of disobedience, the spirit of deafness. That's another thing. Israel is blind. But yeah. That's about it, fam. Yeah, y'all pray against these devils. Pray against the order or a strike from above on these heathens. Start praying against them. It's warfare. The Most High has told us to separate from these folks. These folks, some of them, if they destined for hell, start praying against these. They praying on us. Start praying AY against them. Judgment. Death. Yeah. Death. Some of y'all think that's hard. This is warfare. So you rather leave a doggone Nathan Bedford Forrest alive. I know he dead. So he can keep killing us. Huh? That's what's gonna happen because they ain't gonna repent. They'll go. Let me see here. They got a doggone. Let me see here. They got a state park. You know, I was driving. Let me show y'all this. I was driving. I didn't even know Nathan Bedford Forrest had a park. These heathens got a park for one of the founders of the Klan. Look, they got a state park in Tennessee. I ride and I saw that. Like, what in the world? They got a Nathan Bedford. Let me see what it looked like. This man helped found the Klan, a doggone terrorist organization, and the federal government, and a civil war, and he was a civil war, so he fought to keep us enslaved, and the federal government got a park out. That's good. That's good. You don't need to erase it. Tell your children what this is, who this is. But I didn't know he had a park. I was riding on the interstate. I looked and saw that park. Y'all already know me. I just got to thank you. But yeah, let me see here. Let me type who he is. Let me see here. Y'all know who Nathan, y'all know who he is. Y'all know who he is. Confederate Army General during the American Civil War and the first Grand Wizard. Look, witchcraft. The Ku Klux Klan is the Greek word for circle, witch circle, and they wizards. Look at this. But all right, the first grand of the Klan. They started in 1865. I don't know why they got, I guess he got promoted in 1867. But all right. Can y'all, let me see, can y'all see that? Yeah. Let me see. Make sure y'all can see that. Hold on. Okay, yeah, y'all can see that. All right, family. I ain't do no video until I get to figure out what's going on. But yeah. Y'all take care. And we've been baptized in warfare, whether you like it or not. It ain't my job to tell you what your assignment is. That's the Most High's job. The clue's gonna be in your life. What trials and tribulations you went through in life. See, I've always been a small stature person. that's why I started working out. You know, short. You know, a bullet, you know, somebody would mess with me. You know what I used to do? I used to go to the library and check out self-defense books. It never crossed my mind to go get a knife. That's what I used to do. I said, I'm going to go to Maryland. I just go get some books and go check out these self-defense moves. What I can do? That's what I had to go through. I don't know what you went through, but whatever it is, the wickedness that made you suffer, attack it, obliterate it, okay? We overcome through our testimony. All right, y'all take care, family. Y'all got any questions? Any questions? All right, if not.
I'm from another place.
Another place.
Oh, yeah. I'm from another place.
Another place.
another play. How long it would be, yeah.
Another play.
How long it will be?
How long it will be?
They trying to keep control of me.
Control of me.
Just let me be me.
Just let me be me.
They said it's with democracy.
Democracy.
I'm from another place.
Another place.
They don't understand me.
They don't understand me.
I'm from another place.
Another place.
Trouble keep on finding me.
Keep on finding me. As I look through the window. I'm frozen in time, contemplating this life of mine.
This life of mine.
I'm faced with two choices, but where do I go from here? Should I take matters in my hands? When it's a good time to take a stand? For centuries admitting we've been traumatized, forced to live this double life. We've been heavenized.
Slowly this ship is sinking.
The ship is sinking.
Her pride is full, but she's still thirsty.
Yeah.
For the blood of the
blood of the saints.
And finds herself not guilty.
Not guilty.
She's protected by her laws and policies. She drinks the blood of the saints.
How long it will be?
How long?
They trying to keep control of me.
They will never
just
never.
Let me be me.
I'm an Israelite.
They said it's with democracy.
They will never ever.
I'm from another place.
Jerusalem.
They don't understand me.
They will never understand
me. I'm from another place. Trouble keep on finding me.
Keep on finding me.
How could I pledge allegiance to a flag that isn't for me? Should I overlook all of these atrocities before me? Like black coats, sucked our people into jail cells like black holes. Or black bodies hanging that strange fruit on those southern back roads. They try to get control of me, try to get a hold of me. Push agendas through entertainment and hope is molding me. Ever since the genesis, they've been about a genocide. Everything we do that's great, that they would try to minimize. I wanna change something more prevalent than a wardrobe, while people are eager for every chance to sell more souls. I don't cling to their platforms, I try to break the monotony. Don't care if I ain't associated with bread like poppy seeds. I don't belong here, ancestors were done wrong here. Physical and mental change, no way that I can roam here. But they say when in Rome, you do what the Romans do. But I'm a Hebrew, no, I do not subscribe to that point of view.
Nope. Give me a minute so I can swallow the truth.
If I can swallow the truth.
It's bitter in my stomach, but it tastes
so sweet.
We all gon' face Jehovah
someday.
Terrible it will be on that judgment day.
But
still we battle every day.
Every day.
In this place,
and
this place.
How long it will be?
How long it will be?
They try to keep control of me.
They try to keep control
just
of me.
Just let me be me.
I'm an Israelite.
They said it's with democracy.
It's an epic thing.
I'm from another place.
Jerusalem.
They don't understand me.
They won't ever understand
me. I'm from another place.
Jerusalem.
Trouble keep on finding me.
Finding me. It's a perpetual hatred. It's in their nature. Why, oh, why? To the heathen rage against the most high chosen.